Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Karl Rove on Fox News. These people just don't get it, do they? They just don't get it. Whatever. I'll leave it at that. Just incredible. All right. Boy, I'm so looking forward to going forward instead of backward. And to me, that is just backward. I shudder to think what some folks are going to do with themselves who continue to stay in the past. Just incredible to me. I don't care what side of a spectrum you're on. Live radio, I love it. I have a great guest lined up for you right now, and I'm going to go right to him. I will forego my soliloquy, if you will, until I bring my guest in, because I want to let you know we've been turning the page every day this week on various topics, and I will do that today. I have an email that I wanted to get to you yesterday that I was unable to do, but I have my guest, Jerry Henry from Georgia Carry, good friend of mine, who I will allow to comment on this, get some commentary from. Jerry, how you doing today?
I'm doing fine. Thank you. And yourself?
Doing great, man. You know, we had an opportunity to talk, as we often do, off air, because we are friends. We see each other socially from time to time, locally. We do work together as colleagues, that type of thing. A couple things I want to run by you. First of all, before I read this email and we dig into some issues that matter to CCW holders, and there are quite a few of them I want to bounce off of you. There's some news coming out of South Carolina right now that you're going to get a real kick out of. You've probably seen it. If not, you'll hear it here and be able to comment on it. And we have some news in Georgia, that type of thing. And these things matter to people everywhere because this is how we play offense. Jerry, would you agree with me that we have to learn, relearn as a group of law-abiding Americans? We kind of have to relearn some things going forward?
Yeah, I agree as a group. I think that there are an awful lot of people who have been playing offense and have made great strides in the last 10 to 12 years. But there's an awful lot of people who only had the opportunity to play defense during that same time. And those people definitely need to learn a little bit more. And people like ourselves who at least feel that we've been playing offense need to probably kick it up a notch and say, look, this is the way it is.
Yeah, let me start with this. I want to get a little local here with you. This is very personal for me. I saw this news yesterday, confirmed it today when I talked to a shop owner. I won't name names, Jerry, but you may have seen it on the news. But a very close friend of mine, an individual who has been a guest on this program before, will go nameless today on the program, is also a gun shop owner in my local area, not far from AAR Ranch, and not far from the separate Crossbreed Holster Studios, had his gun shop broken into for a third time yesterday.
I know exactly who you're talking about.
Okay, we'll just leave it at that. And I'm angry about it for a number of different reasons. Number one, I'm upset for my friend who, for the third time, my community has had to face this type of criminal activity in my neighborhood. And I'm angry about it. We have violent street gangs in and otherwise, and this goes back to that these things happen. I want you to, listeners, please pay very careful attention to me when I tell you that these things do happen in your neighborhood. I don't live in a crap hole on the wrong side of the tracks. Let me make that very clear. And these types of violent activities, gang-driven violent activities, are occurring in my neighborhood. And I'm angry about it as a resident and a citizen of my community. And I'm angry about it on behalf of all law-abiding gun owners who for years have been lumped into criminal activity simply because I'm a lawfully armed, responsibly armed American citizen, which is why I bring this up. Jerry, and I think you understand my anger, right?
Well, I do. And while you were talking about that, I just let you know that I live on the south side of Atlanta in a fairly nice neighborhood as well. In one that we don't go around and have drive-by shootings and all that kind of stuff. We don't have the thugs sitting around here that a lot of people think we do. But about 5 miles from my house is a pawn shop that is owned by a friend and Masonic brother of mine who just about 2 months ago suffered his either third or fourth break-in in the last 5 years. And the same thing happened. They stole a truck, backed it up. He had pylons in front of the store, backed it up, got it hung up on the pylons, went in, got what they wanted, and left. And they left in another car, of course, the same thing as they did at the one close to you, because they hung it up when they backed through the side of the wall. This happened to him for about the fourth time. Now, in his instance, he had quite a few guns, but he had his in a big walk-in safe that they could not break into quick enough to get any guns. But the time before that, they did get an awful lot of guns, and the same thing happened. I agree with you. And then I walk around with a gun on my hip, and then everybody looks at me like, well, you're probably the guy that stole the guns.
You know, let me explain what happened here. I have talked about this on the program before. And law-abiding, lawfully armed Americans, I want you to pay very careful attention to this, because this is what playing offense is about. We're on offense now. Let me explain what I mean here. I wrote a piece, as I do every day, for armedamericanradio.com. You can use .org. We've got you covered. We own them both. And I'm going to read it to you. I'm about fed up to my neck bone with what I'm going to write about in this space today. For years, we've heard the garbage from the anti-gun forces in America about crime guns and phony iron pipelines. We've been fed a steady stream of BS that somehow the guns in our safes are responsible for crime. That we, as responsibly armed and law-abiding Americans, are somehow responsible for the criminal activity of others. My local gun shop right down the street from AAR Ranch has now been broken into for the third time this year, yesterday. This time, a stolen SUV from a neighboring county rammed into the glass, which was protected inside by huge gun safes placed in front of the windows due to the previous two smash and grabs. They were no match for the huge SUV, and a scurrying group of gangbangers was able to make off with another round of stolen firearms. This marks more than 60 times in the metro Atlanta area alone that thieving losers and gangbangers have broken into gun shops in 2016. Next time you hear about your guns causing crime, take control of the narrative, as I will today, to let people know exactly where criminals get their guns. Oh, and by the way, remind them that no stinking background check is necessary to ram a stolen vehicle into a gun shop. Now, I talked to the gun shop. What happened here, in a nutshell, was just what I told you. A stolen Dodge Durango out of a neighboring county was used by a gang of criminal thieves, gangbangers, at 5:30 a.m. in a crime that took 1 minute and 41 seconds. Now, due to the previous two smash-and-grab robberies at this particular gun shop, the owner moved all of his gun safes. We're talking 800 to 1,200-pound gorilla safes in front of the windows to keep these smash and grabs from happening. Those safes were no match for hundreds of horsepower that backed into it at full speed and got hung up. Just enough room, one of the safes was pushed forward, just enough room for a roving gang of losers to scurry about like the rats and cockroaches they are, and quickly, within 1 minute and 41 seconds, Jerry, empty dozens of more firearms into another vehicle before taking off. The police response was less than 3 minutes. Now, I'm going to tell you right now that the gangbangers and thieves, because the police department is less than a mile from this particular shop, I can tell you right now that the thieves passed the responding officers. I can tell you that right now. There's only one way in and one way out.
Mm-hmm.
It's that simple. The cops responding passed the gangbangers. It's that simple. And I've watched a man's business be broken into three times, and I've offered my assistance. I am willing, with other members of my community, to stand armed guard in front of that shop to help put an end to this. You know, it angers me, because as lawfully armed Americans, we bear the brunt of this activity.
That's correct. That's correct. And they think that they will stop that by making you and I go through more expanded background checks.
Well, that's not going to happen.
Well, of course it's not. It never has, never will, and is not intended to. Background checks are intended to slow you down. They're intended to intimidate you into perhaps not buying a gun or putting it off as long as possible.
Those in America who do not like our right to bear arms, our right to carry a firearm, openly or concealed, doesn't make any difference. Our right to bear arms would have you believe that we as law-abiding gun owners are responsible for the crime guns moving through the iron pipeline between Georgia and Chicago, or Indiana and Chicago, and Georgia and New York, or Virginia and New York. This is how criminals get their guns, and ain't a damn background check in the world going to stop it. Take the offense. Let them know.
You know, arming yourself with a firearm, it's not just a responsibility, it is also your Second Amendment right. Now, I take this very seriously, which is why I am a proud member of the USCCA. Now, they're dedicated to protecting responsible gun owners just like you and me. Now, I know you take your gun rights seriously, too. Now, that's why I want to let you in on something big. The USCCA now wants to give you $1,600 to buy one of five elite guns. Now, I'm talking about high-quality pistols some of us only dream of owning, like a Sig Sauer 1911 Spartan and the Smith & Wesson M&P R8. But that's only two of them. Just go to DefendFamily.com and see the entire list and pick out which elite gun to add to your arsenal. And 95 runner-ups will win a USCCA range bag complete with eye and ear protection. That's 100 winners in total. I don't think I've ever seen better odds than that. So go get your free entry just by visiting DefendFamily.com. That's DefendFamily.com, where you could take home one of five elite guns you've always wanted.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Looking for the perfect gift for the gun owner on your list? Alien Gear Holsters is proud to offer the most comfortable concealable holsters on the planet. Grab an award-winning Cloak Duck 3.0, starting at just $43.88. This American-made holster is designed with a comfortable form-fitting neoprene and a spring steel core for enhanced retention. Its slim profile and tuckable design is perfect for concealed carry. Learn more at aliengearholsters.com.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense from real people who carry concealed every day, you'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
All right, we're back. I'm talking with my good friend, Jerry Henry. I'll keep you advised on what happens with this local case. And I know, Jerry, the two of us will talk off air about this. I've talked to the owner before. This is the kind of stuff that angers me and should anger every law-abiding gun owner in America, Jerry. It's bad.
There's one thing I'd like to add about the iron pipeline.
Please.
You brought up as left. You know, Georgians, Texans, several other states, Florida, get blamed
right
for the iron pipeline because our gun laws are so lax down here. Well, it's a whole lot easier to steal them by the truckload than it is to go buy them.
That's where the guns are coming from.
But yet we get blamed because our laws are so lax when it comes to buying a firearm down here.
And let me explain let's clarify something about lax laws. When I go to that gun shop to buy a gun, I have to fill out the same 4473 federal paperwork that has to be filled out in the state of New York.
That's correct.
And California. Illinois and Connecticut and Mass and every other quote unquote gun unfriendly state in the country. There's nothing lax about the federal laws that I have to abide by when I purchase a firearm. It makes no difference. Just like the phony fallacy of the made-up gun show loophole. Now, we'll move on from that for now. But when this stuff hits you in your community, as it has hit us in our communities, I take it very personally because of what I do. And I will keep you advised of how this works out. This hits every gun owner. Every law-abiding American should be very concerned about this. All right,
and
Jared.
I do, too, because both these guys are friends of one or both of us.
That is absolutely correct. Good friends. Yeah. People who come over on a Friday to build a fire and relax with my family. This is not somebody that I've heard about. These are people I know. But in fact, I'm going to be down there supporting him at 7:30 p.m. tonight by buying a firearm. Okay? We've talked about it already today. It's really, really does anger me. And as I said, I'll close out with this. It should concern every law-abiding American. Salem, Oregon, it should concern you. Minneapolis, it should concern you. Tampa, it should concern you. Because the same thing is happening in your communities. Good heavens. All right, Jerry, something fun I want to read to you, then I want to go on to some legislative things with you that affect all of us. I got this email. I got an email, what I called a classic liberal rant back in August of 2010. I responded to it with, hey, thanks for the classic liberal rant. I really do appreciate the engagement. Thanks for sending the email. Thoroughly enjoyed reading it. Have a great day. I got another one from him a couple days ago. It says, hey, Mark, you said you enjoyed my last letter, which I seriously doubt. Well, I did enjoy it. See,
sure.
I enjoyed the letter. So this is the attack coming at me that he doubts. Why would he doubt that I enjoyed it? I sent him an email back and said I did enjoy it. You've called it a classic liberal rant, which is something I hear quite often when I present facts to people of the wrong. I want you to listen to this. We'll break it down after the segment. You guys call yourselves the right. No, I don't call myself the right. That just happens to be the political spectrum. Isn't that correct, Jerry?
It is to me.
Okay, it's not that I call it. It's just what it is.
No.
I've corrected and amended that moniker to read the wrong, which is a factual representation of the politics that yourself and those of your ilk practice. I heard you today on my local redneck radio station heaping high praise on some retired military guy. That would be Lieutenant Colonel Dave Grossman, who I played a promotional piece for a couple days ago, because he predicted Newtown 6 months before it happened. That's not even a challenge. I predicted it soon after B. Hussein Obama was elected and your show was born, spreading panic and peddling fear. A very effective long-term plan on your part, all for only one reason. No matter that you will loudly and vehemently deny the fact, the goal, to sell guns. Now, Jerry, apparently I started Armed American Radio with the founder of the USCCA, Tim Schmidt, 8 years ago to sell guns.
That's correct. You should have known that. Didn't you? Don't you?
I don't know. I don't have an FFL, and I don't sell guns, and no one's ever paid me, and I've never gotten a commission for selling a gun. So, now, the goal to sell. I accused you of several things in my last rant. The gun salesman theory was prominent among those accusations. I opined that you must be on the payroll of the NRA, which drew no response. Well, that's because it's not worthy of a response because I don't work for the NRA. I'm simply a member like 5.5 million other law-abiding gun owners.
That's correct.
I'm sure you are far beyond the place in your storied career where you have to acknowledge that people have doubts about your real motivation for founding your show. You will most certainly say that the fact that Armed American Radio was established at precisely the moment that an, get this, off-color president took office is just an incredible coincidence, a very fortuitous coincidence. That's a big word. I'm surprised he knew it. However, for panic gun sales. But that small window turned out to be a gateway to paradise for you and Wayne and the NRA for 8 long years. Jerry, this program has nothing to do with the NRA.
It has nothing to do with the NRA. It has nothing to do with gun sales. It has to do with what we've been talking about. It has to do with our rights as Americans to keep and bear arms.
And everything that goes along with that. The tactics of self-defense itself, the stories of people who have used guns to defend themselves that are not covered in the mainstream media,
that's
information on how
it.
To carry your guns, information
that's
on what clothing to buy, information on new holsters. That's what the program is about. And I might add to
that's what the Second Amendment's about, basically.
It's about all of those things.
Right.
And I would like to add to the letter writer, I'd like to let him know that Wayne LaPierre has never even been a guest on this program. Over its 8 long years. All right. The fact that Obama, but did you notice the race card? I started it because of a black president. Like, this is unbelievable.
Sure.
The fact that
sure.
Obama never took one gun from one redneck or one mass shooter or even one small-time criminal didn't slow you guys down a bit. It's been a long 8-year attack on an off-color president, and the blitz will continue until January 20th. Then you guys will be in redneck heaven. You could retire, what with the nation in the hands of a man who loves the uneducated masses. But you won't. You'll find someone, anyone whom you can sell to the same ignorant masses that the Donald loves as the next huge threat to your Second Amendment rights. Let me stop there. Wrong, Mr. Liberal. I won. You lost. That game is over, pal. You need to get that through your head.
Well, he's probably not listening to his redneck station today.
Oh, he's listening. He's been listening for 8 years. And that's something interesting, too, that he's listening. And I'm glad he's interesting. Joey says they had an ad here in Oregon. So I know where he's listening.
Mm-hmm.
KYKN. He's a KYKN Salem, Oregon listener. I'm sure he's listening today. How you doing, KYKN? Love you guys, Gator, and the rest of you. You're awesome. Here in Oregon, the day after the election, the good old NRA was ready. They had an ad already in the can thinking about the lines. I'm not going to talk about the NRA. I'll avoid that because we don't have anything to do with the NRA, so I'll move on.
No.
He goes on to talk about I'm greedy, that one of the seven deadly sins, real tangible leading threat to take down the country, me, and so forth. Then he goes on about religion, and he says he has a couple of predictions. You sounded so impressed by the retired guy predicting a school shooting that I feel I must let you in on a talent which I have for predicting future events. Sometime in 17, there will be an attempt on the life of a celebrity, and a gun will be used. Also in 17, there will be two mass shootings at two schools, one on the East Coast and one on the Left Coast. Within the next 2 years, there will be a mall shooting, 3 shooting sprees prompted by workplace disputes. And here's a new one, a mass shooting at a playground somewhere in the Midwest. There will also be increased gun violence every year for the next 4 years. There it is, Mark. Don't you dare lose this communication. As when my predictions occur, and they will, I want you to know that I called it. You needn't tell anyone. You and I knowing is good enough for me. I'm out. That's from Vern. Vern, thanks. I'll read you, listeners, my response when we come back. Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends. You can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com. If you had to use your firearm to protect your loved ones, would you know what to expect in the aftermath? Imagine being thrown into a cop car in front of your family. Could you have said something differently? I've had these fears, and the USCCA has alleviated them with the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. A free guide covering 6 big mistakes that could land you behind bars. For this free guide, visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
Picture this scenario. 2 masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive, and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions, because believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
All right. Welcome back to the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Jerry, I want to give you my I'm talking with Jerry Henry, the executive director and world famous man. He's been on Czechoslovakian TV. Is there even a Czechoslovakia anymore, Jerry? So I don't know. He's been on. You've been on international. You know, ever since the guns everywhere, which we love, and now that we've won, I really enjoy saying that. So welcome back to the show, executive director of Georgia Carry, and world renowned for just an incredible grassroots effort that saw tremendous victories that were utilized by your grassroots organizations across the country. Jerry, great to have you here.
Well, good to be here, as usual.
All right, I just want to give you a nutshell of how I responded to the guy, because this is the accusation. If you're pro-gun, you're somehow in bed with the – you're taking money from gun companies, you're being paid by the NRA. This is nothing but a bunch of garbage and lies, misinformation put out by idiots who don't know anything about what they're talking about. And unfortunately, they had a mouthpiece in the mainstream media – that parroted that line for years. Well, that line is dead. So here's what I said. I thanked the guy again for his email, and I told him that some advice, because I actually had to go in. He had no page breaks. He had no paragraph breaks. It was just one big, giant, long, run-on sentence. Mm-hmm. So I went in, and I professionally edited it for him, because I write for a living on the side as well. And I edited it for him and made him look a little more intelligent and sent it back to him so that he could see what it would look like if he had written it intelligently. And I did that really just as a service to him, as a friend.
Right.
And I told him that I loved the liberal rant. And I said, look, we're a country of 320 million people. There is validity to some of your predictions, as there are nutcases everywhere. Bad people do bad things. So I don't attach any certain level of wisdom to your foretelling the future any more than you would of me if I told you there were going to be 13 named storms this hurricane season, four will be Category 3 or higher. Having said that, here are a few more predictions for you. Our economy will explode in growth, as it already is beginning to show signs of, now that businesses know the socialist shackles of taxes and regulations are coming off. And the Obama years are history. Okay, and I went on with some other predictions. Gun sales will continue to surge at record pace simply because Americans love their guns and the right to own them for whatever purposes they choose to buy them.
Mm-hmm.
And so forth. And reminded him that I enjoyed his email once again. Hey, keep sending me emails, Vern. I love getting them. Sure. Don't tell me I don't read them, pal, and they're not in the garbage. I love getting them, and enough so that I read them here publicly, okay?
Well,
all right, Jerry.
I was thinking about his predictions. You know, it's pretty easy to predict what he predicted. All you have to do is go back and look and see what kind of idiots we've had over the last few years. Probably since Columbine, that's kind of what happens almost every year. But that's not me and you. That's not the average law-abiding citizen. That's
some
idiot that couldn't pass the background check that has gone out and decided that he wants to make the news by killing people.
It's also someone who didn't have to pass a background check because they murdered their mother to steal the guns that she
passed
a background check to get. So, could beat that dead horse all day long. It's just the fact that we won, he lost, we're on offense, him and his ideology is humiliated in defeat. And, it's tough for them to understand that and take that. And I don't feel sorry for them, let me put it that way. They earned their own demise. All right, let's move on to, this is interesting, South Carolina. They are amending versions of there's a bill right now that was filed on 12/13. It's been pre-filed. The Senate referred it to Committee on Judiciary 2 days ago. All right? Let me read you part of it. It says, relating to license plate specifications, to require the Department of Motor Vehicles to issue a sticker to each concealed weapons permit holder who is a vehicle owner that must be affixed to the vehicle owner's license plate to indicate the vehicle owner is a concealed weapons permit holder. Jerry, if something like that were to be affixed to a bill in Georgia, what would be the response from you and Georgia Kerry?
We would scream quite loudly. That's ridiculous. I mean, we don't allow a statewide database of license holders in Georgia. And this is not one, but it's telling any criminal, it's telling anybody around that wants to arrest somebody that you do or you do not have a license. Now, I don't care that somebody knows that I have a license, but I have friends who are anti-gun. They don't fight me. They just don't own guns. They don't need to have a sticker on their car so that the criminal knows that when they go to their house, they don't have to worry about getting a gun.
Not to mention potential theft as a magnet for automobile theft from criminals who go, oh, look at that. I bet there's a gun in that truck. Okay. All right.
And plus the fact that the police they don't need to know whether or not you have a license when they come up to your car.
Which, by the way,
not a problem. It's only the criminal. It's going to shoot them anyway. And a sticker on your license plate ain't going to stop that.
Which, by the way, what this is trying to accomplish is that whole misnomer. Because believe it or not, there are pro-gun things in this bill. I'll get to that in just a second. But they're worthy of discussing. Florida, for example, where I lived for many years, your concealed weapons permit is tied to the DMV. When an officer calls you in and pulls you over, they know if you have a permit. You don't need a sticker on the license plate, okay? So there are other ways around this, and that's what this is trying to accomplish, which is ludicrous. They shouldn't be – they're not worried about law-abiding people anyway, and any honest cop will tell you that. All right, now, take a listen to what is – pro-gun in here. Notwithstanding the provisions contained in subsection A, a premises owner, and let me go up one here, the right of a private property owner or person in legal possession or control to allow or prohibit the carrying of a concealed weapon upon his premises. The posting by the employer, owner, or person in legal possession or control of a sign stating no concealable weapons allowed shall constitute notice to a person holding a permit issued pursuant to this article that the employer, owner, or person in legal possession or control requests that concealable weapons not be brought upon the premises or into the workplace. What we're talking about here, Jerry, is a sign a no guns allowed sign. It's saying you can do that. It's private property. A person who brings a concealed weapon onto the premises or workplace in violation of the provisions of this paragraph may be charged with a violation of Section 1611.620. In addition to the penalties provided wherein, a person convicted of a second or subsequent violation of the provisions of this paragraph must have his permit revoked for a period of 1 year. What this is saying is the no guns allowed signs carry the full weight of law in South Carolina. Now, there is a provision here. Take a listen. Notwithstanding the provisions contained in subsection A premises owner or a person in legal possession of a premises who posts a sign in compliance with this chapter that prohibits the carrying of a concealed weapon on the premises is strictly liable for any injury sustained by a concealed weapon permit holder from the perpetrator of a crime while on a posted premises. A premises owner who is subject to this provision is civilly liable to compensate the permit holder for damages from injuries that are sustained, and all attorney fees and costs incurred in any action against or action the permit holder files against the owner or person in possession of the posted premises. Jerry, this bill has a lot going on in it. There are other provisions in the bill, but there's the anti-gun thing with the stupid sticker, and then there's this. What are your thoughts on this?
Well, that is very similar to the Tennessee bill that they passed last year, making the property owner responsible for your safety if you won't allow you, if they don't allow you to be armed to protect yourself, which that part is okay. But none of the other part is palatable to me in any way whatsoever.
All right, there also is a provision in Section 3 that allows the carrying of a concealed weapon on your person during the event of a declared emergency. Of course, South Carolina coastline will not unusual to be evacuated, for example, for hurricanes, much like the state of Florida. You don't need a permit, government permission, to carry your firearms away with you while you're evacuating. And it says that 48 hours may be extended by an order issued by the governor. So, that, you know, that's not an anti-thing, anything, other than the fact that you require a permit.
No, but they need to do what we did in HB 60, and that was get away with, that was to get, strip the governor of his emergency powers that would allow him to control firearms or the sale of firearms or ammunition during the declared emergency. And just get away from that and forget about that whole mess. You should obviously be able to carry a firearm during a declared emergency. I mean, it's an emergency.
Without government permission. Now, you're talking somewhere to Jerry. And listeners, you are listening to someone on this radio program. This host was down there a mere days after Hurricane Andrew. I saw the devastation. I saw the signs. I have pictures of the signs. You loot, we shoot. Looters will be shot on sight. You have a right to defend yourself and your property during a grave emergency like that. When we come back, we'll talk to Jerry Henry about a number of other issues, and maybe I'll give you a happy ending story. Love the happy ending self-defense stories. We'll be right back.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
Oh, welcome back. Final segment of Crossbreed Holster Studios here, bringing you good stuff all across the country. I'm talking with Jerry Henry. Jerry is the founder. Not the founder. He's the executive director. I apologize. I can't throw that at you. But I do know the founders, though,
of
Georgia Carry, GeorgiaCarry.org. You know, I was one of the first 100 members, and I hearken back to them. I'm really proud of that. Of getting involved with Georgia Carry very early on.
And you should be.
Very early on. And, you know, in fact, I was going to be used as a test case due to the permitting scheme that occurred back in Georgia, you know, about a decade ago, 11 years ago. And that's how I became familiar with Georgia Carry. And my permit was received about 60 days after the statute allowed. But it was still within enough of a time frame that they didn't feel it possible for me to obtain a victory if I were to sue the probate court with their support. So fortunately, we were able to change that, didn't you? Georgia Carry went on and eventually changed that statewide, huh?
Well, yeah, and we filed enough lawsuits to where people will go along with it, where probate courts go along with it pretty well. We still have some that argue a little bit, but for the most part, we get them within 45 days. And that probably the average, I don't really know the average, but I'm willing to bet the average with this now is probably within about 2 weeks.
Yeah, I know mine came, my last renewal came within 10 days, and that works very well. All right, Jerry, let me move on. I want to apologize to you, the listener. The happy ending story that I wanted, I do apologize, but my studio computer locked up on me. I don't believe I'm not going to have time to get at this. So you know what? I'll roll it over to tomorrow. I will tell you that it is a case out of Springfield, Missouri, occurred back on the 7th, on a day that will live in infamy, certainly a day that will live in infamy for the victim, and the victim being the individual homeowner in Springfield, Missouri, who was forced to use a rifle to shoot, to kill, and defend his family against a violent home invasion. So we see these a lot. I call them happy endings. So I apologize. We'll have to move that story to tomorrow, but I will certainly do that. All right, Jerry, there's a good friend of ours, A.W.R. Hawkins, over at Breitbart News, is reporting, and it is his piece is getting a lot of play nationally, as it always does. A 10-day waiting period on firearm purchases is constitutional today or yesterday, according to the United States Court of Appeals for the Ninth Circuit, which is the most overturned liberal court in the country. And I want to point out that this is the importance of a Trump election. This was a case brought that was actually won, that it was found the 10-day waiting period was found to be unconstitutional. The state appealed. It went to the state. It went to the Ninth Circuit yesterday. The Ninth Circuit ruled that California's 10-day waiting period is constitutional. Here's why it's important on a Trump victory, because we now will control a pick on the Supreme Court. This case more than likely will move to the Supreme Court. I've got questions out to individuals involved with the case. I'll be able to provide you more information on that over the weekend. Jerry, your thoughts on this?
Well, my bet is that it will now once Trump gets an appointment made to the Supreme Court.
I don't think they will, in fact, take the case.
Yeah. And you know, we've seen before what would happen had Hillary have been elected. One of two things would have happened. It wouldn't have mattered whether they had the judge or not, because it would have been tied. So therefore, the decision would have stood, meaning that California would win, or she would have appointed an ultra-liberal anti-gunner who would have agreed with them, and therefore it would have stood.
Yeah, or agreed. They could have either taken the case with a liberal justice and ruled it and made it apply outside the Ninth Circuit to all of us, or they could have not taken it, letting it stand by virtue of the fact they didn't take it. So they had a two-pronged way to victory if Hillary Clinton had won. So these are the things that matter as we go forward. You concealed carry permit holders, of which most of you listening to this program are, these are the things that matter. Now, those of you in the western states subjected to the ruling of the Ninth Circuit, your states, you know, depending on what state you live in now, Oregon, Washington, my gosh, you know, these are blue states, Colorado, okay, are in those Dems are now in a position to institute 10-day waits if they choose to do that until this goes to the Supreme Court. So, like I said, we're going to talk to somebody. I've already put feelers out to talk to people about this case and what the thoughts are going forward under this new climate of victory and freedom that we face. So it'll be interesting to see how this shakes out.
You might point out, too, that the western states, most of those have ballot initiatives, which means that Bloomberg can go out, spend tons of money, and put it on the ballot, and then the 10-day waiting period will be there whether you like it or not.
They absolutely can do that. Don't think that he isn't looking at doing that. That's where the next battle is going to occur, is at the stage. So that would occur then in 2018. So this is something that you want to get resolved as fast as possible. Need I remind you that in just a matter of 2 weeks, it's 2017 already, so this is going to happen up on us quickly. I've got to get this business out of the way here really quick, because this is great stuff. The Mac 1911 Bobcat Black Chrome, valued at $978, is the Gun A Day giveaway today. It's wonderful. All you have to do is visit usccaonair.com. I don't know why you wouldn't have this. It really does baffle my mind. I've got the platinum protection on here, but if you carry a gun outside the home, even inside the home, if you have a gun, you need this protection. My gosh, I pulled a firearm on two people. Thankfully, I didn't have to pull the trigger. But Lord knows, I would have wanted this protection if I had it. I'm talking about the USCCA self-defense shield. Silver up to $300,000 in protection. Gold up to $575,000 in protection. Platinum up to $1.125 million. You have until the end of the month. This wild promo, the Gun A Day giveaway, is going on now. 7 hours, 5 minutes, and 28 seconds from right now, to possibly win the Mac 1911 Bobcat Black Chrome, valued at $978. Even if you don't win that and you activate a self-defense shield protection, one of any for any budget of the three that are available, you could become one of the three grand prize winners of Ammo for Life. USCCAonair.com. Okay. Jerry.
Yes.
What do you want to talk about? I'm going to turn the floor over to you. We've got just a couple minutes before we have to cut out. Is there anything specific that you want listeners to know?
Well, not particularly. You know, we're getting ready for our General Assembly here in Atlanta.
starts on the 9th of January, in the first couple of weeks, of course, is budgetary and what have you. So they're not going to be doing anything for another month or so. But we've got a few bills that I think we're going to be happy with that will come up at, during those times. I'm really looking forward to us having a fairly good year this year, even though we did suffer a defeat last year at the veto at the hands of the governor. But I believe that we will come back this year as strong as we were before, and we will wind up with something this year that the governor will be palatable with.
All right, let me explain to you, if you live in, I've been talking about Oregon a little bit today, KYKN listeners, or Minneapolis or Florida or any place in between, parts unknown, why what Jerry's talking about is important when he mentioned Governor Deal's veto. Governor Deal's veto of the campus carry bill in Georgia affected you in your state, no matter where you reside across America. Because of the wording of his veto, which we talked about on this program, it was used by the enemies of your right to concealed carry in gun-free zones, what are currently gun-free zones. The Republican governor of Georgia, Nathan Deal's veto, was worded in such a way that to me it seemed like payback to Bloomberg. I can't think of any other reason why he would have done it. But you want to follow what happens here in the legislative session in Georgia now, because that bill, I believe, is going to come back up. I don't have any, just a gut feeling. And when it does, we may get a decision that might work in your favor wherever you happen to be as well. So, Jerry, thanks for being here, brother. I do appreciate it.
Hey,
we'll be talking to you real soon, okay? And I enjoy having you on, and thank you for everything that you do. This is Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Absolutely. This is Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. I am Mark Walters. We're going to do it all over again tomorrow. I'll read you the happy ending story tomorrow and a couple more to close out the week. Remember, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Never find yourself in a gun-free zone. And I'll see you on the radio tomorrow. Have a great day.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Hey, what's up? It's AAR Shanto here. Every day you hear the passion that we have for freedoms here in America. I also have other passions, and every week you can check out what that passion is. I've started a new web series. Yes, believe it or not, with all the other things that I have going on, I went and did it. I started a web series, and I think you're going to like it. If you want to see one of my hobbies, all you got to do is check out irfnews.com. That's irfnews.com.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense, from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.